Finance Minister Joe Cece during the big tour of Alberta to sell his budget. Hey, Joe, what do you know? Our revenues don't grow. Have you tried a deficit budget?
Yes, you have. What we're seeing now is a budget based on ideology that is complete and total opposite to what we've experienced before. Finding efficiencies elsewhere without cutting services and then borrowing to make up for the lost revenue. And that's a clear break from in the past.
Plus, you know, infrastructure spending, trying to get Albertans back to work and construction. And not everyone agrees necessarily with that approach, but that's the direction this province is going in right now. And to be honest, I mean, what else are we going to do? Are we going to put more people out of work by cutting essential services? Or how about a provincial sales tax? There's the sacred cow no one wants to touch. We're going to be raising gas taxes.
Carbon levy.
The education requisition, I believe, is going up. But yeah, no provincial sales tax. So I think that would be the only other alternative if we didn't want these other kind of levies and taxes to happen that people are complaining about.
How the budget plays out, we will see over the next year. So I never really feel the need to get all steamed up about it.
What are you talking about? The NDP's already destroyed our province, Tanya.
Yeah, it's their fault that everything is going wrong.
Absolutely.
That's the like reactionary, emotional response that I think only does us a disservice as a province when it comes to this dialogue. You know, a lot of people feel strongly, but if they knew the reality of what would need to be cut in order to address this deficit in another way, perhaps they wouldn't be so keen for it. Take healthcare, for example. You know, here in Canmore, we're totally blessed to have an amazing hospital mm-hmm. with short wait times. That is not the case everywhere. You'd go in and cut some more, increase wait times, put nurses out of work. Is that the solution? There might be other solutions out there, but until we're able to have that conversation as a province, and we can't because we're stuck in this pendulum of ideology of do it this way or do it this way, and there's no middle ground.
Well, you mentioned the word dialogue, and I think that's a good word to use because instead of going online and ranting and raving on some comment section of newspaper or message board or something, why don't you actually sit down and chat with the finance minister of Alberta? He's going to be here in Canmore tomorrow, 8 o'clock, for a breakfast at the Cornerstone Theater. He'll be doing a presentation. I'm sure there'll be like a Q&A session where you can actually one-on-one, hopefully respectfully, have a dialogue with our finance minister to find out what the plan is here. Get your tickets for this one. Go to boda.ca, bodwa.ca. I don't think you have to be a BODA member to register for this one.
When was the last time after a provincial budget was tabled in the legislature that a finance minister came to Canmore and sat down and was like, hey, let's talk about it? Never!
Exactly.